All right, I have 10 o'clock, December 3rd, 2020. This is the regular Security Committee meeting via Zoom. So we'll call the meeting to order. Do I have any comments from the public? Amelia, do you have any hand raised?
I don't have any hands raised and no one is chatting, so.
Very good, thank you. Moving on to item three, monthly updates, Tom.
Yes, this is Tom Hennig and I'm giving the update for security again this month. I wanna tell you right off the bat, we're working on a number of projects. We had some security staff meetings a couple weeks ago and that's gonna become a regular thing for me. I think it's important to know who's working here and they know who can ask questions to me. We're pushing forward to repurposing the VIPS truck. You'll see it out there shortly. It's getting the little stickers on it in the next few days, and then we're going to need to put a light bar on it and install the radio. But it's going to be very useful because our little Jeeps are breaking down all the time, so they're becoming a real money pit. The security south gate for the visitor entryway is going to be replaced within the next week. I think it's scheduled for maybe tomorrow, but for sure by next week. And then there's issues with the Lago Drive entry gate that the same company is working to repair. We continue to use PDF staff to support gate and patrol services. And I got to tell you, over the holiday weekend, we used them a lot because we had two other staff go down for one with COVID and one concerned about his connection to the other person. So without PDF, I think we would have had a lot of time where we would not have had patrol officers on duty just because we don't have bodies. We're completing the background check on an interim security chief, and I hope to bring her on board within the next 2 weeks. And then we're upgrading our body cameras. The program in place was a good entry level introduction to using body cameras, but we need to upgrade the program as a whole to operate correctly. And so the whole program is going to be upgraded. And then it said already the COVID-19 test, and then 3 hours on the swing shift. We also had zero phone calls. I think everybody was napping by then. And then we continue to keep our surveillance cameras in good condition. We're doing preventive maintenance and having to do some repairs on some of them. So if we're going to have them, we need to use them correctly. Any questions?
Yeah, Tom, just a couple. So for the items on the gates, these are repair items, not preventive maintenance issues, correct?
Correct. The South Gate visitor lane is broken and unrepairable. So it's going to be a whole new setup. And the Lago Gate has to do with some short circuiting in the wiring between the gatehouse and the gates themselves. Apparently they both go up at the same time. So we're working to fix that.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, moving on to the Rancho Murrieta Association activity, and this reporting format is going to be talking specifically to the various entities, and we started this last month and I haven't heard any negative comments about it, so I'm continuing to move forward with this. There are two occasions on Thanksgiving Day where Rick Tompkins, Sergeant Tompkins, was called over to help alleviate a line, and it happened quickly and there were no problems. So really, given the COVID, the Thanksgiving Day traffic mess never happened. We continue to do the various enforcement, and given the fact that we're so low on staff, you're not getting as much as you'd like. Clearly we need to do more speed enforcement. We're getting a lot of comments that, we need to be here, we need to be there. So staffing is the issue, but we are doing some speed enforcement, and hopefully we can be more effective going forward. With the village, we are progressing on installing the cameras on the light pole just outside the village there. There'll be cameras that point either way down the Murrieta Drive, and then a camera that points to the entrance of the Murrieta Village. And there's some electrical work, some that was kind of short-sighted when they installed those electrical poles not to include active electricity. So we have to do something about that. And so that, you know, it might take another month before that gets done. And then we do regular patrol services there, and we have various medical calls for service. Are there any questions?
Looks like I have a chat. The peanut gallery is telling me. I don't see him though. But I don't see the chat. Oh, I have a chat from Crystal Matters. Tom, you mentioned without PDF, we would have had more time without patrol shifts or something to that effect. Was there a time when we did not have people on patrol?
The answer is yes. There were 3 hours on Thanksgiving swing shift. So that would be after 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving. Okay.
Thank you very much. We don't have any other chats or hands raised.
Okay, and now going on to the commercial owners activity, this is basically everything else on the other side of the highway. Again, there's the cameras we're installing on Murrieta Drive. We set a meeting up with the association south of the highway. It's within the next 2 weeks, I believe. And I don't know that this meeting has ever taken place, but I want to evaluate the potential for issuing citations for any kind of rule violations they might have. And then we're gonna reinstate the practice of issuing county citations for parking in general, parking in the handicap slots and fire zone violations. Apparently 10 years or so ago, we issued a handicap ticket to somebody who was very angry about it. And the decision back then was made not to do it anymore. So I'm going to reactivate a 10-year-old decision. And then we go to the RMA violation summaries. And if everyone recalls, there used to be two violation summary reports. And the summary report we used for our reporting includes everything that comes from the Rancho Murrieta Association. And the timing of the reports was such that they never balanced. So every time we produced it, it's like, how come they say you have more speeding than we say we have? And it's because of the timing of when the reports were created. So I just decided, let them, you know, just take the work they do and report it. So here's the report for the month of November. Is there any questions?
I don't have any questions. I don't have any hands raised.
Okay. Excuse me, this is Les Clark. Just a quick question, Tom. On that summary, CSD reviewed that in relationship to its records and found it to be complete and correct?
We reviewed the items that were being reported, Les. We didn't review the numbers.
Okay, so what CSD is doing is just presuming that the information from Rancho Murrieta Association is the only information, the only citations and actions that CSD was involved with.
Yes, I'm gonna say yes to that question because no other citations are being issued outside of the RMA at this time.
And no other actions outside the RMA, right?
There are activities outside the RMA, and they come in the form of reports. And when we get to some of the key incidents, you'll see that some of them are outside the gates, under the incidents of notes. So, does that answer your question, Les, or do you have more?
Well, it answers the basic tenet of the question, and that is that CSD is relying on RMA. For reporting.
Yeah, we're relying on utilizing their monthly reports of the citations that we send them. So at this point in time, nobody is auditing the cross between the two agencies. And if it becomes necessary and we have the resources, we can look into doing that in the future. But right now, we're relying on the RMA's report.
I have a follow-up question for that when Mr. Clark is over.
I'm done. Go ahead, Richard.
Thank you.
Richard, I see you here.
Can you see me?
Yes, yes. I just needed to know for the record who was speaking.
Richard P. Margarita.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's that? Is that Tim?
Thanks.
Who is that? Is that Tom or is that Tim?
Yeah, that was Tom Hennig, yes.
Hi, Tom.
We met outside a few months ago.
Right, October 30th. Question, is everything, the logs that CSD posts, so what I'm hearing from the answer that, from the question from Mr. Clark is that's all reliant on what RMA gives you, is that correct?
What you're looking at on the screen is RMA's report, yes.
Are there any other incidents that CSD has been involved with that have not been reported in the logs or in the information that's shared on your website?
Yes, we do. This is a citation report, remember? And we do a lot of activity on regular patrol that gets reported on our daily reporting. And so the notable incidents are published.
Okay. And what would you consider to be notable incidents?
Pardon me, Richard?
What would you consider to be a notable incident?
Well, interestingly enough, that's the next part of this discussion. So why don't we work our way down the page and talk about it?
Sure.
Good for you?
Tom, hold on one second. To address the question, the information that RMA is producing comes from CSD. CSD has moved this information forward to RMA because it's citations, it's what CSD did. Therefore, we're not reliant on RMA information. We are reliant on RMA putting this database together. That's all we're relying on. Otherwise, it is all coming from CSD.
And if I can add a little something, these are the citations that are written. In addition to this, on the website every week, I post the narrative log, the log of the calls that the patrol officers answered. So there's lots of things. There's escorts, there's medical situations that they help out with that. No citation was written, but those are reported to the community weekly on the quick links tab of the website under, you know, the security.
Very good. Thank you, Amelia. That's very important for people to understand.
Tim, excuse me, this is Les Clark again. Amelia just mentioned the security logs that are posted on the website each week. Is there a record of that, a historical record of that? And I think that goes back to June or something like that. So if someone wanted to, they could access that through a request to CSD.
Yeah, I don't see why.
I'm trying, Les, can you reword your question? Request our logs?
Yeah. So if someone wanted to, and I'm not stating that I do, if someone wanted to come in and request the history of those logs or something, some record in the past of those individual reports that are posted weekly, but then disappear from the website, the record is retained and available. Is that correct or not, or incorrect?
Amelia, where do we... What's the process of posting those incidents on our webpage? Do we sit them there forever?
I post them every week. And then depending on, if there's a holiday, obviously it's a little wonky, but sure. I try and post them every Friday from the Friday till the Thursday before. That's my posting period. And I keep them all on my computer forever and ever since I started.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know where they were previously
but I have all of them since I started.
Okay, thank you very much for that answer. That answers the question. All right.
And I think that this is Dick Margarito again. I think that, well, Tom, you're going to go forward, and then I'm going to probably maybe go back to this, but go ahead and go forward. You said you wanted to discuss something moving forward.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. So basically what you're talking about is we have these incidents of notes, and we cherry pick them. I mean, we don't put everything in there because our guys do a lot of calls. And then by the next time we meet, you're going to see a lot more statistics on calls for service that we do right now. Amelia and I are just becoming, mostly Amelia is working with the ABDI program to learn to pull out reports. And we have one already today that we were able to create yesterday. But going forward, we're going to do more and more reporting out of our system for what we do, and not reliant upon, you know, that just the citation report to tell you what we're up to. But you can see November 6th, there were some fireworks at Riverview Park. November 7th, 7:30 at night, a bunch of miners at Riverview Park. We had to disperse them, and we found, you know, that somebody had knocked down a hand washing station. November 8th, the vehicle and golf carts outside the residence, possibly to try and steal front yard signs. There's another call on November 8th in the Marietta Gardens housing. Some people ringing the doorbells and running. November 10th, there was a falling tree at, I guess that's in the north, right? So if there's, you know, we can scroll through these. These are on the webpage. They're produced on this document. And I can, you know, I can, if I get asked a particular question about a particular incident, I'll follow up with the sergeant and get back to you with the answer. So I like what you're doing, Amelia. Does anybody have any comments, anything they want to talk about?
Dick, I guess this is back to you.
Okay. You know, I know there was a kind of a major incident that involved supposedly somebody discharging a firearm up at Stonehouse Park up there by the where maintenance is. And I've never seen that on these logs. Am I missing something?
I don't know, but that's a good question. I'll look into that.
It was posted, Tom, on this, I want to say last week or the week before last is where I saw it.
Yeah, that incident happened in October. So if you look at the monthly citation report from the RMA, you'll see that in October there was one citation written for noxious behavior.
And it was about a firearm too, correct?
And
I guess the problem I have, Tom, is I think that,
you know, as you know, I'm an attorney, and when I see somebody getting potentially cited some intervention going on and calling it a firearm, and the penal code is very clear, a BB gun's not a firearm, I think, and if we're going to cite them or do whatever, I think we're violating people's rights, and I think we subject CSD to a huge amount of liability when we make kind of false allegations, and then kind of it seems like it gets kind of buried. So I'm concerned about your personal liability, the board's liability, and me and myself as a member of this community. So I think, you know, there needs to be some caution, and I think some transparency.
Tom, I'll answer that one. I think two things. If you're asking the question as a resident, then I'll answer it. Okay, as long as you're not representing somebody in this case.
Not representing anybody.
Who's this? It's interesting that there's a lot of...
Who is this? I don't know.
About this. Understand... I'm sorry, what, Amelia?
Mr. Margarita was asking who this was, and I was just clarifying that it's Mr. Tim Mabey, our board president.
Okay, Thank you. I can't see Tim, and I don't know if you're on, but you know, I don't see you. Sorry.
Thank you, Amelia. So it's twofold. What CSD is responsible for is the enforcement of non-architectural RMA rules and the CCNRs. CCNRs are very clear, and we didn't make them. We're just obligated to follow them. If RMA chooses not to follow through with a site that RMA CCNRs ask for, then that's their decision. Our decision is to have our personnel be safe, competent, consistent, and courteous. Consistent being the most important probably of those. With that being said, a citation was written for an incident that took place, and it's up to RMA to then follow through with it. So your question, and I appreciate your concern as a taxpayer, I feel very comfortable with our individual board member liability insurance, the general manager's liability insurance, as well as the district's liability insurance. So with that being said, I understand that there's a whole lot of social media hype about the incident. At the end of the day, we were asked to do a task, the task was completed, and it's been moved on over to RMA. As far as CSD is concerned, it's a closed incident.
But it is an incident of note. You would agree with me on that.
Richard, you're kind of mumbling. We can't hear you very well.
So you would agree that that's an incident of note, as you were discussing earlier regarding incidents of note, not note, correct?
Yeah, correct. I believe we published it in the November board meeting. If not, I'll make sure that it's available on the webpage.
Okay. I'm just concerned about, you know, I don't want to see my CSD rate or RMA rate for that matter. And I think they interrelate, okay, get jacked up because we end up in a large lawsuit in the news. Okay.
Oh, and again, I appreciate your concern as a taxpayer. I know it doesn't override any concerns of the other four board members that have been elected for CSD to take on that responsibility of what the expectations are for the district. Like I said, a decision was made decades ago by RMA on what the CCNRs are, and the task by CSD is to fulfill those. So it's pretty cut and dry. I don't have anything else to add to it. Tom, do you? Otherwise, we're going to move on.
No, I'm good.
Amelia, do you have any hands or questions?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Crystal Matter, you have the floor.
So I'm looking at the incidents of note, and the incidents of note don't identify the things where RMA necessarily issued a citation. You know, if there's a doorbell ditch or a golf cart outside, things like that are not issues for which RMA is going to issue a citation. And I would encourage CSD to review their own logs, because the statement that this was something that happened in October, I would be really curious to see if that's what the records that CSD has published, if, you know, based on the board meetings, if that's what it says, because that's not my recollection, and that's not consistent with the RMA board meeting that I brought up. I think during the last CSD meeting, I raised the issue that was brought up in the previous day's RMA board meeting. And so I think you're incorrect as to it being an October incident. I think it was a November incident. And as such, it 100%, for the sake of transparency, should have been on this incident of note.
Well, I agree with you. And if it did happen in November, I will publish it in December, or we'll publish it in January.
Yeah, no problem, Tom. As soon as we get, I don't have anything in front of me, so I'm not going to disagree that if it was a November incident, so be it. Then once we confirm it, then we can just update the record. That's fine. Amelia, do you have any other questions? Hands raised.
Richard Gears has his hand raised.
Go ahead, please.
My understanding, I don't know anything about this incident, but my understanding was that it was in November.
Yeah, it was.
Pardon me?
It was November 10th.
Yes, and I looked at the security log that you published on your website, and there was nothing on there. And I was wondering why it wasn't on there. I mean, and a more general question is what we see on that security log, everything that happens, or is that a selective selection of what's presented?
It's a selective, it's selective of what's presented. We present what we feel is pertinent. And I can tell you, I can verbalize what that incident narrative was, if anybody wants to. You want to hear what the narrative was, Richard?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
So a resident reported that a man and a child were shooting rifles and a gun at Stonehouse Park. And they were driving a car. The car's identified and their address, but I'm not going to tell you that. And then our officer made contact with the resident. They were compliant and left the area. They were target shooting with a BB gun. So that's what they told our officer. And the RMA requested that we issue a citation for it, which we did.
Now, I question why that wasn't included in the security log. I think that would be something I'm definitely interested in.
We can live and learn. So next time, that sort of thing, we'll make sure it gets put out there.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of this has to do with the lack of, lack of staff and security. We just don't have time to do everything and keep up with our patrol duties.
Okay.
So we're working on it.
I would add, in light of what the gentleman just said, that this is Dick Margarita, that I think,
I heard you use the word cherry pick, and I understand you're short of resources or whatever, but I think if the public sees everything, overwhelm them with the facts and let them decide what they think is pertinent, not pertinent, versus cherry picking and somehow or other it looks like a lack of transparency when, throw it out there, and it's like, as a prosecutor that I was, I always gave the discovery no matter what it was, and nobody could ever say I held anything back. So I would ask that you...
What is your last name, sir?
Margarita, like the drink.
I was doing Mr. Margarita speaking. Thank you.
Dick, let me answer that. The only reason, well, there's a couple reasons why we're having this conversation. This goes all the way back to the security annual report. And the data in that was garbage in, garbage out. There's no other way for me to describe that. With that being said, I have told staff, with support of the other four board members, I'm not going to request staff to try and build reports when we're not going to make fiscal or operational decisions on them, especially since we are short-staffed specifically during this time period. With that being said, we've now found out that how we were calculating what we were describing as incidents as opposed to contract service that we provide activity for being documented as calls for service, we just have not had the time nor the staff to delve into that. I do not disagree with you on getting all the information that's out there. When I know the information's wrong, we are not going to produce it. And when I say we, the general manager and I have had that discussion. Just like if I was on the finance committee, if I thought I knew some numbers, until I know them, I'm not putting them out there. So this whole part of people thinking that there's a lack of transparency, it's probably been more transparent than it has in the prior 2 years I've been on the board. So with that said, everything you asked for is where we're trying to get to. And a little bit of that was discussed with the training from the current database system that we have. I think once we are able to understand, and again, we've had this database system for years, and ironically, we've just never been able to tap into this portion of it when we were fully staffed. So there are a lot of issues that we are dealing with internally. With that being said, as we get information, we're going to move it forward. How it shakes out is how it shakes out. I know staff has nothing to hide. I know the board has nothing to hide. Perception's reality. I understand that. With that being said, as we move forward as an agency, and that's why we have these committee meetings, as we make mistakes and staff will make mistakes, as the board will, we're going to learn from them and move on. What I'm not going to do is keep asking staff to do the same thing over and over again when we know we just don't have accurate data.
And I appreciate that, Tim. And what I would add is, you know, I think you with Metro Fire, and I think you probably, I never dealt with you.
Richard, we can't hear you.
I said, I think, Tim, you know, I used to be with Metro Fire and law enforcement before that. I would volunteer time to help you do the logs if, you know, I mean, I'm pretty much retired. I would volunteer, and I'm sure there's some other law enforcement folks. So if that would help the burden of getting the logs out accurately and properly, I would donate some time. I'd have no problem doing that. I'm sure some other members of the community would also, I'm sure I could get to assist to maybe help the backlog and get out. So there is no claim of lack of transparency, okay? So know that that's on the table. And if you want to get a hold of me, you feel free to call me and I'll be glad to come down there and volunteer.
And Dick, thank you. We've had numerous individuals in the community offer to assist us. And it's one of those, until we can figure out a couple of things staffing-wise internally, how we manage it, how we do all those other things, and more importantly, until we learn the database system that we have, asking people like yourself or the others that have offered, it's we're going to be spinning our wheels and in the wrong gear and wrong direction. But I did make a formal note here in my notes that I take your name has been added. So I appreciate that. Amelia, do you have any other hands?
I have two more chats. And then I just also wanted to be super specific.
This go ahead, please.
Incidents of note. And I did this. And if I've overlooked something, I apologize. I'm sorry. It was just that. It was just overlooking an incident. The weekly logs I put out, Tim, are between 10 and 25 pages. So I don't know that it makes sense to review them or to add them to this packet. And then next you have a chat from Crystal Matter. The security reports, garbage in, garbage out. What do you mean? The security reports are just on different cycles than RMA's reports. How were the security reports garbage? And then I do have another chat from a different member, a different
audience. Very good. Amelia, I understand what you just told me on the 10 to 25 pages. I think that we probably need to have some conversation on that, the amount of redaction and all those other things. But I made note of that. I guess let me restate what I stated before. I said we had garbage in, garbage out, and it went all the way back specifically to the annual report. We found that the calls for service were not accurate, and we could not at that time get staff or understand the record management system of how they did what they did. So that was pulled. And when the shortfall came of staffing, I requested of the GM not to worry about CSD's report because no fiscal or operational decisions were being made off of the report from CSD staff. Past that, I don't have any other knowledge or thoughts on what the question was. And Amelia, you had one more?
From Jim Crowder. If being short staff means the chief being out, do we have a return to work date for the chief?
Tom, go ahead.
It's a personnel related issue, but we do not have a date, a solid date for the chief to return.
Amelia, do you have anything else? Any hands?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, Tom.
Okay, then going down the list, the next item is you and I are working with the RMA to establish regular security meetings. The joint security meeting, oddly enough, has not been held in a long time. So we've had small meetings, and but nothing formal. So I'd like to get back to that point in time. And that's the end of the security report. I do want to call your attention, though, however, to another report. And as I explained to you earlier, Amelia has been spending a lot of time with the database system to start generating meaningful reports. And so what we have here is a quick little memo I threw together last night, so we can just go down to the report. Basically, we're showing you the traffic of the guest entries. So this is the, go back up to the, but for the North Gate, these are the people coming in where our gate officers actually converse and hand out tickets, you know, cards and stuff. So during the month of November, there were 7,547 contacts with the public by our gate officers in the North Gate and 4,826 at the South Gate. And we have them separated by part, but we put together a little chart because charts are interesting to look at. So now scroll down to the chart. So that's kind of what we got going on, that we can get this information out of the system, and we're going to begin publishing that on a regular basis so you can see the kind of traffic we have. One of the things we talk about often with the RMA is the possibility of vendors being able to get barcodes so we can keep track of them, but yet not have to interact with them if they're coming in, you know, housekeepers, yard people, pool people come in every day and they go to specific places, but sometimes they visit five locations. And if we get them speeding or other violations, we'd like to issue the citation directly to the vendor and get them to slow down and get them to start stopping at stop signs. But again, that's the activity at the gate, a total of, what's that, about 11,500 visits. 12,373. So we're going to see more information like this in the form of patrol statistics and types of where we respond to incidents. And I think this is the information people want to see. So that's where we're going.
Very good. One thing, and again, I've only been a board member 2 years and I've never seen anything like this. And obviously, I cannot express my frustration that all this information has been available to us, especially when we were fully staffed. But could we add one more column, and that is refusals of entry into Murrieta? And what I mean by that is if we have obviously somebody that says they're a guest and they're not, or a vendor and it didn't work out, so that we can kind of see some of those trends from that standpoint. And then I've got probably about half a dozen questions I've got to meet with you offline on to look at some of these numbers, because there's a lot of potential for us to delve into some data mining with this. But this is perfect. This is what we knew the system could do, and we're just now getting it. And then I do have a follow-up with your security staff meeting if you're done with this.
I'm done.
I have a hand raised. Tim, would you like to take that now?
Yes, please.
Very good. Mr.
Yes, Gere? I was going to ask about the refused entries also. That used to be on the security log. I've been noticing ever since the new system, it's not included in there. Is that a permanent change, or will that ever be included in the security log?
It's not, and that's the reason why I just had the conversation with Tom. Again, we're just, and we've had this system for years, and we're just now to great disappointment understanding what the available data is and what we're able to get. But I do want to have what you just talked about, Richard, is that number, because I think that can assist us with some trends that we're going to have with RMA specifically. So thank you.
I was asking not just the numbers, but you used to have it in detail, you know, every time somebody was refused entry for
correct
one reason or another.
Correct, correct. And RMA's asked that of us as well. So I know the information's there. Now it's just a matter of capturing it. So that's our next phase. So thank you.
So you're saying that will be reported in detail?
Well,
can you tell me what kind of detail you're talking about? I mean,
well, on the security log, it used to have every time somebody was refused entry, it was included on the security log.
Okay. And that's it. They were refused entry. You don't want to know their anything about them?
There was usually a description of why they were refused entry.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Okay. Thank you.
Tom, I want to follow up a little bit more on your staff meeting with security that you talked about. And I can't remember if it was from our prior last month's board meeting, but I just want to confirm a couple of things. I want to confirm that you had security staff tell you that it's been years since they've had any type of meeting with the general manager or at that level. Is that a correct statement?
That was correct. They could not remember when they had a meeting with the general manager.
Okay, well, and then are you looking at maybe just calendarizing these to quarterly or break down the process? Because I think it's critical that this process gets formalized. I will tell you as a board member, and it could be the lack of prior leadership at multiple levels in CSD, but never once has a idea been pushed to the top from the folks that are actually doing the job. So I think that's critical that you have those lines of communication open and that we formalize that process.
Okay. I mean, I also met with operations staff as well and separately, and a lot of good ideas came out of those meetings. So definitely, if it's quarterly or semi-annually, definitely put it on a regular schedule.
Yeah, I think, and again, keeping specific to security here, but I could see where operation in the improvements committee folks would be very critical to the overall function of that portion of it. But here at security, just thank you for having the meetings. Just very, very disappointed a lot of levels with stuff. So Amelia, do you have any hands or any questions? Thank you, Tom.
Yes, Crystal Matter has a question. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim, since you were bringing up the staff meetings that Tom held, I was wondering what concerns were raised by staff during those meetings, since at this point it's something that we're ready to talk about, or at least CSD is ready to talk about.
Tom, I think that has to be to you, and if it's internal to the organization, that's fine. If you want to just give an overview like you did at the board meeting, that's fine too.
Well, primarily, morale is pretty low because staffing is so low. And, you know, I think they miss Jeff, to be quite honest. They miss Chief Werblum as their leader. And so that's starting to wear thin. They wanted to see vendor barcodes because they spent a lot of time letting vendors in, and that could definitely reduce the traffic or reduce the backup at the visitor gate. It was interesting. Our vehicles are extremely difficult for people who are wearing a duty belt to get in and out of. And we have these itty bitty Jeeps, and everybody else is driving Ford Explorers. A few people are driving Old Crown Vicks, but almost all other police departments are using, police and sheriff are using Ford Explorers. So that was a question. And there was a little bit of discussion about equipment, the type of equipment they have available. There were a couple of items that kind of got into the personnel side of things, so I cannot and will not comment on that. But that's the gist of it, Crystal.
And I would have a, this is Dick Margarita, I would have a follow-up to that, Tom. Are we going to see some more? I mean, I'm happy with what our security guys are doing and have done in past years, okay? And are we going to bring some more on to, or recruit some people so we get more CSD officers on patrol? Because I think it's important to have that appearance and that presence in the community for a lot of reasons.
Richard, I totally agree. We are currently completing going through a background for a new gate officer. We are recruiting in multiple locations for gate and patrol officers. And as far as I know, so far we don't have any qualified applicants other than the one that we're running through background right now.
And one more thing that was brought up by, I don't know if it was Tim or Tom or whatever, about vehicles, and I would agree about the Jeeps. And I would say, you know, if you've got the money or find the money, go get a couple Tahoes where these guys aren't going to have back problems and workers' comp issues, because the duty belts and everything, you're going to have back problems, you're going to have injuries. I mean, I think their safety and their health and well-being is very, very important.
Well, Richard, it's interesting that you say that, because it's something I'm looking at really hard. We bought those Jeeps on a lease program. I think we did a 5-year lease, and there's 2 years left in the lease. And I'm going to look into the financial ramifications for buying ourselves out of those leases, because those Jeeps are they're a maintenance nightmare. We probably spent $3,000 on each of those two Jeeps over the past year. Replacing the air conditioning, replacing the tie rods, replacing the ball joints. They're just not built very well, and they're too small. So
absolutely,
it's unfortunate, but financially, you know, security budget is what it is. But to buy out of these leases is probably going to cost about $2,500. I've actually never bought out a lease, and then we got to go find other vehicles. So bringing the Ford Ranger on is going to be very useful, because it's a 16-year-old car with 12,000 miles on it, so it's in good shape, and it's easier to get in and out of than the Jeeps, but it's still not ideal. Ideally, we should have a Tahoe or a Explorer if in fact the duty belts are still in play. So I hear it. I understand. I have many years of dealing with getting in and out of cars. I'll stop.
Okay, Tom, anything else? Amelia, I'm looking at my printed agenda, and I think we're done with the items, at least through 4, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, and I do not have any hands raised or chat.
Perfect. Item number 5, any staff comments?
Yes, Tim, I have a comment, and I probably should have written a memo on this, but I'm letting you know that we received 4 applicants to the RF request for quotes to do the security opinion poll, and I'm putting together a small group to review those and score those, and hopefully within the next few weeks we can go to the board with a recommendation on who to enter into an agreement with to begin the opinion poll process that we've talked about many times. So that's
okay. So what I would ask, Tom, is a memo, or it's just in your GM report to the board, because I'm just going off some memory here. I know when I was on the finance committee, we talked about it quite a bit, so it should have been kind of dealt with over there. But yeah, if it's just an item of note in your monthly GM report, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Tom, this is Dick Margarita. I had one thing. John Merchant talked to me about issues, concerns about security and this proposal and the survey. And I would be glad to volunteer my time as far as reviewing these and scoring those if you need somebody with a law enforcement background and I guess you call it a legal background as well, but really from the law enforcement standpoint.
All right. Thank you for that offer.
Okay. The only comment I have, I want to really address to Amelia. Amelia, thank you for being very specific on some of the items here that we talked generality, especially on the reports and the processing and those types of things. It doesn't go unnoticed. And I, the four other board members truly appreciate that. Tom, we have a couple of items we can follow up on later on this week, but I think the opinion poll, we just need to get that into your GM report to the rest of the board, and then that should be fine from there. Amelia, I'm going to close out, but I'll give one last chance to any hand raised.
None. No chat. Okay.
Very good. I want to thank everybody for their time. Tom, thank you for your time. Everyone have a good day and a Merry Christmas. Thank you.